Welcome to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, joined now by Norwalk senior Tavin Ferner of the Warrior Boys soccer team. Norwalk is currently ranked 5th in Class 3A, 4-1-2 overall, 2-0-2 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. Tavin, a regular season not quite half over yet. How would you rate the season so far?
We've had some very convincing wins. We've had some very sad ties. I think Time Color last night kind of felt like a loss to us. I mean, them celebrating like they did to tie us really told us all we needed to know about that game, because we looked at the stats today and we had 72% possession. And we just kind of put another one after our first one away. So that was annoying. But I think the season so far has been pretty good, honestly. I'd give it like a 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's one of those things in soccer. The best team doesn't always win. The team that handles the ball more doesn't always win. How are you going to be able to maybe fix that as you go on throughout the season and win those close ones?
Yeah, for sure. We definitely handle the ball better than most teams. We just need to find a way to, you know, I mean, plain and simple, do something with it when we handle it. So we talked about not forcing it to our forwards the whole time. I think there was a lot of times where our whole team was just trying to hit me and my other forward, Eli Scavo. And I think we need to get everyone else more involved, because I truly believe we're one of the most talented teams in 3A, maybe even in the state. And I think once we get everybody involved and we put it all together, I think we'll be a extremely strong team.
All right. And, you know, you've been part of some really good teams with Norwalk. 2 years ago as a sophomore, you're on that state runner-up team. Last year, team makes it back to state, but unfortunately you were out with an injury throughout the season. How would you describe last season, having to watch from the sidelines, and how nice is it to be back out there?
It was heartbreaking, because a lot of the kids on the team last year were like some of my closest friends since I first moved here in like third grade. So seeing them play their last game without me, you know, on the field with them when I should have been, was pretty hard. But I think I made the right choice, because I got to play my club season and commit to a very high-level college to play soccer next year. So it was heartbreaking, but I guess it was just some of the sacrifices you got to take.
Sitting on the sidelines, did you learn anything about the game, about your team or yourself?
Yeah, I definitely learned, and kind of just my mentality, I learned to never take anything for granted, because it just really hit me, especially after we lost the semifinals. It just really hit me. It was like, well, my third season's over. I only get one more, and I didn't even get to play my third one. So I'm kind of almost taking out some of the anger from last year on this season, which has helped a ton. I mean, as everyone should see.
Yeah, definitely so far. Yeah, taking it out on some of those teams. 12 goals to lead the team. 4 of them against Newton in your first game of the year. 5 against Oskaloosa here recently. What was working for you on those nights?
That was one of those games where everyone was getting involved, and I think those games truly show how good we can be once everyone's involved. So, I mean, I may have had the 5 and the 4, but I was assisted on every single one of those 9. So it's not just me getting the ball from the goalie and dribbling the whole team. It's, 10, 12 pass strings find me, and I just do my job and put it in the back of the net, really.
Was one of the forwards on your team? Just kind of describe your role and responsibilities out there.
Well, not only do I have to be, you know, probably the sharpest, most technical, talented player out there, but I also got to be it's an honor to wear that pink armband around my right arm and lead the team with my other captain, Jonah. So it's always been a dream to captain a Norwalk team since I, you know, watched them win in 2017. I always wanted to do that. So not only do I have to be, you know, just good at the sport in general, I have to be a positive light and a good role model, because, you know, even though I'll be gone next year, I'm hoping to rub off on, you know, at least one or two people and just create, you know, a chain reaction, you know.
What are some of the ways that you're trying to be a more of a leader out there as a senior?
In the past, I feel like I kind of just like naturally got mad when, you know, something didn't go my way. But this year, like the tie last night to Pella, the tie to DCG was, I wouldn't call that a win for us. I think we should have beat them. But I would definitely, I got to be extremely positive after every game. Like, I got to come back to practice the next day, be loud, be encouraging, you know, get the passion up, because if you just go through the motions out of practice the day before, you're just going to carry that into the next game. So I've got to be a shining light for sure.
Again, we're talking with Norwalk senior soccer player Tavin Ferner on today's Lately Radio Sports Page. When did you get your start in soccer? Did you start out at a pretty young age? And who have been some of your biggest mentors along the way?
Yeah, I started when I was about five. Funny story, I played goalkeeper until I was in eighth grade. I snapped my arm in half, and they put me at right wing, and I just took off flying from there. I shot up probably 5 inches, and I got extremely fast with that, you know, maturity. But some of my biggest mentors have definitely been, I will say my biggest mentor has been Tomas Boltnar. He played for the Menace. He coaches FC United Des Moines. And then, obviously, my club coach right now, Fred Frimpong, coaches VSA Rush. Not only was he a great, you know, coach and mentor for me, you know, just technically and talented, you know, getting me good at the sport, but he was off the field. He was almost like one of my best friends, you know, like we send each other, you know, Instagrams or, you know. So it's just nice to have a, you know, what do you want to call it, kind of a friend as a coach. And then my last one would definitely be Tom Scallon. He, over my past 4 years of high school, he's had to deal with, you know, me and all my friends, and he's been a massive light, really. I think he honestly has changed my life in the way I look at it, so.
Awesome. And now last fall, you gave football a try as a kicker. I'm not sure if you'd been out before, but you ended up hitting three field goals. You hit a 46-yarder in the big win, I think, at Winterset, 13 touchbacks. How fun was that, maybe taking on, trying something different like that and having success?
That was extremely fun, actually. I almost wish I would have played all 4 years, but, I mean, I had to play club soccer. You know, club soccer got me my college recruitment where I'm going next year. So, you know, as much fun as football was, I wish I would have played it 4 years, but I almost couldn't play it for 4 years, so.
Right, right. And speaking of your future, you've signed with Wisconsin, is it Eau Claire?
Eau Claire,
sorry about that.
Yes.
Tell me about the program up there, NCAA Division III, I believe, and what led you to choose them?
Well, the biggest factor for me was just they're just extremely good at the sport. So that was, I mean that was just the guiding factor. One of my, lifelong best friends, Tate McDermott, plays up there. He went to DCG last year, won state with them. Probably the best midfielder. One of the best midfielders I was ever seen, and once he went there, it was kind of a no-brainer because I played with him from 8th grade to 11th grade, and, you know, it was we formed a very, very nice bond off the field. So when I saw him go up there, it was a big, big sway, and then I saw them make it all the way to the Elite Eight. They made it to the Elite Eight without their top scorer. The All-American tours ACL to get into the NCAA tournament, so not only did they make it to the Elite Eight, they made it to the Elite Eight without their top scorer. So, you know, I'm hoping to come in and have an impact like that.
Pretty impressive. What will you be studying up there? Do you know yet?
Oh, I am signed up and got stuff for accounting. I don't know if I'm going to follow through, but it's accounting and actuarial science are my major and my minor. Hopefully become an accountant, maybe go to the FBI. I don't know. I'm thinking of a lot of things.
Okay. And then just a couple more here for you. What are your goals for the rest of the season, whether that's individually or as a team? And how good can this team be this year? What's it going to take to get to that level?
Well, this team this year, I mean, obviously the goal is to win state. I don't really have any individual goals for the rest of the season. I have a note sheet on my door that has my goals. I wrote them out when I got hurt my junior year, and I wrote out Gatorade Player of the Year, 50-plus goals, first team All-State, win state, and just be a great role model. And I think me and the rest of the guys can accomplish all of those things. This team can be one of the best teams ever come out of Norwalk. Our coaches continuously tell us how talented we are, but they also tell us they're going to stop telling us how talented we are if we don't put it all together. Because, like I said, we've had some amazing wins, but I don't think it's all together yet. And the fact that we're ranked 5 and it's not, I don't think we've put it all together yet, is a very, you know, it should be scary for every other 3A team, so.
Right, and good news is you've got some time, you got about a month here to really reach that peak.
Yes, for sure. Our next four games are all 4A opponents ranked in the top 10, so we will more than grow. I'm confident in it.
All right, well, that's been Norwalk senior soccer player Tavin Ferner on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Tavin, thanks for your time, and good luck to you and the team the rest of the way.
Thank you, thank you.